You are listening to ebuzz.com. Muhammad
Rasulullah. So Sahaba, whenever anybody trespassed the limits of Nabi alayhi salam, the Quran said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Those that were harsh to you, they don't have any sanity. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. The etiquette of the discourses of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Uthman radiallahu anhu gets married to the daughter Ruqayya radiallahu anha. There is a riwayat in Sirat al-Anbiya that one day he says, after I got married to Ruqayya radiallahu anha, I was sitting by my aunt's house, Su'da, my maternal aunt. So she looked at me, and you know, couplets among them were unique. So I just got married to Nabi alayhi salam's daughter, newly wed. So she looked and she said, أَبْشِرْ وَحُيِّيْتَ ثَلَاثًا وِتْرًا ثُمَّ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثًا أُخْرَى ثُمَّ بِأُخْرَى لِكَيْ تُتِمَّ عَشْرًا لَقِيْتَ خَيْرًا وَوُقِيْتَ شَرًّا نَكَحْتَ وَاللَّهِ حَصَانًا زَهْرًا وَأَنْتَ بِكْرٌ وَلَقِيْتَ بِكْرًا. I wish you can comprehend this in Arabic. She says, Uthman, I look at you like this. أَبْشِرْ وَحُيِّيْتَ ثَلَاثًا وِتْرًا. May you be congratulated three times. ثُمَّ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثًا أُخْرَى. Make it another three and add another three and one more, make it 10 times. ثُمَّ بِأُخْرَى لِكَيْ تُتِمَّ عَشْرًا لَقِيْتَ خَيْرًا وَوُقِيْتَ شَرًّا. Allah favored you with the greatest of privileges and Allah saved you from the greatest of harms. نَكَحْتَ وَاللَّهِ حَصَانًا زَهْرًا نَكَحْتَ وَاللَّهِ حَصَانًا زَهْرًا. Allah gave you, what a chaste woman, what a beautiful woman, what a pious woman. Allah did not give it to anyone else. These two daughters were also in the nikah of Utba and Utayba. Listen to this, brothers. Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum radiyallahu anhuma limitayta with those couplets. They were in the nikah of Abu Lahab, the daughters of, the sons of Abu Lahab. Then the verses were revealed. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab, ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Where Allah condemned Abu Lahab and his wife Umm Jamil. She used to condemn Nabi alayhi salam. Muzamman asayna amrahu abayna deenahu qalayna. When these verses were revealed, Abu Lahab came to his two sons Utba and Utayba. And he said, رَأْسِي مِنْ رَأْسِكَ حَرَامٍ إِلَّمْ تُطَلِّقْ إِبْنَتَهُ. Listen, Muhammad's Quran, that is my nephew, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has condemned me. I will never speak to you, nay, I will disown you if you don't divorce his daughters. Both these sons then divorced the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam. Allah had a great vision. Allah had a great, great intention for Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And Allah then privileged him with this opportunity. One day Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu sent a platter of food at the house of Umm Salma. Nabi alayhi salam came home. Umm Salma said, your son-in-law Uthman radiallahu anhu has given this. Nabi alayhi salam lifted his hand and he said, Allahumma inna Uthmana yataraddaka fa'ardi anhu. Oh Allah, my son-in-law Uthman is repeatedly trying to please you by impressing me. Allah, you be happy with him. Allah, you be happy with him. One day Nabi alayhi salam came and he seen Uthman was massaging the head. وَهِيَ تَغْسِلُ رَأْسَ زَيْنَبْ وَهِيَ تَغْسِلُ رَأْسَ أُمَّ كُلْثُومِ. She was busy washing and massaging the head of Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. We walk into the house of our daughter and we see perhaps our daughter is serving our son-in-law. How do we respond? What is our duty? Nabi alayhi salam said, carry on doing this year, O my daughter. Carry on serving your husband. This is what will earn you Jannah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, on the occasion of Badr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam exempts him from participating in Badr. And then Nabi alayhi salam allots a share of the spoils of the war for Sayyidina Uthman. Sayyidina Ruqayya radiallahu anha passes away and Sayyidina Uthman is arranged in the burial. They were just lowering her into the grave and a horseman advances. People lift their gaze and they said that the Muslims have been victorious at Badr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then comes back and then he comes to the grave of his daughter. He takes his beloved Fatima and she stands at the grave of her sister. And Nabi alayhi salam stands at the grave of his daughter Ruqayya radiallahu anha. His eyes become moist and he cries that I wasn't even present at the time when my daughter passes away. And then he cries and he says, إِلْحَقِي بِسَلَفِنَا عُثْمَان أَبْنَ مَذْعُونَ. Go, O my daughter, go and join the ranks of Uthman ibn Mad'un. One few days after that, he seen Sayyidina Uthman very sad, very depressed, very lonely. He said, Uthman, what is the matter? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I had the privilege of being your son-in-law. I had the honor of being married to your daughter. This privilege has been taken away. Nabi alayhi salam paused. And then after that he said, Uthman, come, Jibreel has come to me, Allah has commanded, I give my other daughter in your nikah. There is a riwayat, Nabi alayhi salam said, مَا تَزَوَّجْتُ شَيْئًا مِّن نِسَائِي وَلَا زَوَّجْتُ شَيْئًا مِّن بَنَاتِي إِلَّا بِوَحْيٍ جَاءَنِي بِهِ جِبْرِيلِ. Never did I get married to any of my wives, nor did I get my son-in-laws married, but through divine approval from Allah. The greatest quality in the life of Uthman was haya. Mawlana Shabir Sahib always speaks about this here, that if we have to analyze and we have to take out one, you know, we have major problems. But Mawlana always points out, if there's one thing to sum up all the challenges, it is that haya has become absent. Haya has become absent. Ya ukhti la tarfa'i anki al-khimara fatandami suni jamalaki in aradti karama. Oh my sister, love with modesty, love with haya. Allah praises, Allah praises. I don't want to digress and exceed my time limits. But let me tell you what is haya. I cannot resist the thoughts that flow through my mind at this juncture. Allah speaks about Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا. Now if you study this verse, the word غافلات has come in the context of praise. غافلات, those that are unmindful. Those that are deliberately unmindful, but yet it has come in praise. Unmindful of the cosmetic world. Unmindful of what is happening in that dunya. Deliberately, and Allah uses it in the praise of madah. You know, Imam Qurtubi speaks about Aisha radiallahu anha, Allahu Akbar, that Sayyidina Yusuf was accused with zina. Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam was accused with zina. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was also accused with zina. But Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi says, إِنَّ يُوسُفَ لَمَّا رُمِيَ بِالْفَاحِشَةِ بَرَّأَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ صَبِيٍّ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَإِنَّ مَرْيَمَ لَمَّا رُمِيَتْ بِالْفَاحِشَةِ بَرَّأَهَا اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ ابْنِهَا وَإِنَّ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا لَمَّا رُمِيَتْ بِالْفَاحِشَةِ فَمَا رَضِيَ لَهَا بِبَرَاءَةِ صَبِيٍّ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ فَمَا رَضِيَ لَهَا بِبَرَاءَةِ صَبِيٍّ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. That Sayyidina Yusuf was also accused with zina. Oh my mother, it's time. Oh my sister, it's time you get your focus correct. It's time you stop making these women the ideals of your life. It's time you make the wives of Nabi alayhi salam a point of reference. It's time you relate to them. He says, when Sayyidina Yusuf was accused with zina, Allah made a child speak. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيصُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلْ. When Sayyidina Maryam was accused, Allah made Isa speak. But when our mother was accused, Allah wasn't happy for a child to speak. Nay, Allah wasn't happy for Nabi alayhi salam to speak. Allah revealed Quran. I wish you could comprehend Arabic. Your hearts will burst if you understand. Mufassirin have written, this is one of the only verses where Allah has come across so strongly. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. When you were circulating a slander and you were blurting something regarding which you know nothing, and you trivialize the crime, whereas in the eyes of Allah, there could not be a more major crime. That was the honor that Allah gave to Siddiqa, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Her relation, her closeness to Nabi alayhi salam, I don't have time, if I explore, I will run into hours. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he is favored with the second daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And at the time when he was assassinated, Nabi alayhi salam had told him that Allah will give you a privilege. The munafiq will try and take this out of you, but remain firm and meet me at my pond in Jannat. Remain firm and meet me at my pond in Jannat. And he remained firm, and he remained firm. And hence in Kanzul Ummal there is one riwayat. Nabi alayhi salam says, I was sitting, Jibreel came in the 11th volume, and Jibreel took me into the garden of my Allah. إِذْ جُعِلَتْ تُفَّاحَةٌ فِي يَدِي. One apple was put in my hand. فَانْفَلَتَتِ التُفَّاحَةُ نِصْفَيْن. The apple split in two. خَرَجَتْ مِنْهَا جَارِيَةٌ. One woman came out of this apple. لَمْ أَرَى أَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا حُسْنًا وَلَا أَجْمَلَ مِنْهَا جَمَالًا تُسَبِّحُ تَسْبِيحًا. I have never seen a woman of greater beauty who was praising Allah. I asked her, who are you? And for whom has Allah created you? She said, أنا من الحور العين خلقني الله من نور عرشه. I am from that حور that Allah has created from the light of His throne. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, for who are you? She said, أنا للخليفة المظلوم عثمان بن عفان. Allah has created me for the oppressed Khalifa Uthman ibn Affan. Brothers, may Allah favor me, Allah favor you with modesty, with haya, with shame, with bashfulness. Really, it is mafqood. Haya is something that we lack totally. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the knowledge Allah had given him was unique, was outstanding. Under the commentary of this verse in the Quran, where Allah speaks about the number of the people of Kahf, لا يعلمهم إلا قليل. لا يعلمهم إلا قليل. There's difference of opinion. How many members were there who slept in the cave? Some say this, some say that. And then Allah concludes with regards that they were seven. And Allah says only few people knew their exact amount. Only few people. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, أنا من القليل. I am amongst those few people. You know what knowledge it takes, brothers? It's not a claim. It's not like us, you know, I know, we all know today. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عَلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. There are many people who chant slogans but know nothing. So he says, أنا من القليل. I am amongst those few people. Let me run you through some couplets of Sayyidina Ali, which is also advice. I show you, you know, the knowledge Allah had given him. He used to say, النَّاسُ مِنْ جِهَةِ التَّمْثِيلِ أَكْفَاءُ أبوهم آدم والأم حواء نفس كنفس وأرواح مشاكلة وأعظم خلقت فيها وأعضاء فإن يكن لهم من أصلهم حسب يفاخرون به فالطين والماء ما الفضل إلا لأهل العلم إنهم على الهدى لمن استهدى أدلاء. This is only half of the couplets. Nonetheless, he says, if there's virtue and merit that can go to any individual, it is the ulama. It is those that possess the knowledge of deen. And you know what knowledge Allah gave him? One day one person came to him and asked him, Ali radiallahu anhu, tell us what is the difference between qareeb and aqrab, between wajib and awjab, between sa'ab and as'ab. You tell me what is the difference between all these words. Now there's a bit of Arabic grammar, but nonetheless I will simplify it for you. Farz means compulsory, wajib means mandatory, awjab something of greater importance, ismet tafzil. And then qareeb means close, aqrab means extremely close, sa'ab means difficult, as'ab means extremely difficult. So he asked Sayyidina Ali, you tell me the difference. Sayyidina Ali says, you want to listen to it one time? He says, yes, please tell me. He says, okay, listen. فَرْضٌ عَلَى النَّاسِ أَن يَتُوبُوا لَكِنَّ تَرْكَ الذُّنُوبِ أَوْجَبُ وَالدَّهْرُ فِي صَرْفِهِ عَجِيبُ وَغَفْلَةُ النَّاسِ فِيهِ أَعْجَبُ وَالصَّبْرُ فِي النَّائِبَاتِ صَعْبٌ لَكِنَّ فَوْتَ الثَّوَابِ أَصْعَبُ وَكُلُّ مَا يُرْتَجَى قَرِيبٌ وَالْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَاكَ أَقْرَبُ. You have to appreciate this in Arabic, brothers. How can I translate this? I don't have the words. He gave everything in those few couplets. فَرْضٌ عَلَى النَّاسِ أَن يَتُوبُ. It is compulsory for every man to repent. لَكِنَّ تَرْكَ الذُّنُوبِ أَوْجَبُ. But to forsake and abandon sins, that is of vital importance. Then he says, وَالدَّهْرُ فِي صَرْفِهِ عَجِيبٌ. The time, the error in its deception, in its attitude is rather strange. وَغَفْلَةُ النَّاسِ فِيهِ أَعْجَبٌ. But the oblivious, heedless attitude of humanity is more astonishing, is more startling, is more perplexing. وَالصَّبْرُ فِي النَّائِبَاتِ صَعْبٌ. Patience in adversity is rather difficult. لَكِنَّ فَوْتَ الثَّوَابِ أَصْعَبٌ. But not to endure patience and forfeit the reward is more difficult. وَكُلُّ مَا يُرْتَجَى قَرِيبٌ. Everything being anticipated is rather close. وَالْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَاكَ أَقْرَبٌ. And out of all the things that are being anticipated, the closest of all is death. One day Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu came to Ali radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, these are advisors and this is what I'm sharing. While I say the virtues coupled with that are the advisors. This is how we've got to bring. One of the tragedies of our times is we are measuring our piety with people whom Allah has not made the basis of comparison. And we wrongly console ourselves that we are pious. So I compare my wife to my neighbor's wife. And I say, she doesn't put a scarf. My wife, at least the scarf is still dangling on her shoulders. So my wife is better. My son is better than my brother's son because he still comes from Maghrib. My brother's son, I barely see him for Juma. So my son is better than my brother's son. I'm better than my neighbor because Alhamdulillah, at least sometimes I read Quran. That person, I've never ever heard reading Quran from him. We are fooling ourselves. Wallah, we've fallen into a comfort zone. Allah will not match your Aisha with your brother's Aisha. Allah will match your Aisha with Nabi alayhi salam's Aisha. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. The yardstick to which Allah will measure you will be the Sahaba. met your Ali with the Ali of Nabi alayhi salam, met your Abu Bakr with the Abu Bakr of Nabi alayhi salam. If they are on par, they enjoy the same privilege. Otherwise, you have deceived yourself, my brother. You have deceived yourself. And unfortunately, this is the general condition. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting with Jabir radiallahu anhu. Brothers, forgive me, I'm going to end inshallah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting with Jabir radiallahu anhu. He says, Jabir, qiwamu dunya bi arba'a. This dunya's existence depends on four people. Alimun, a knowledge, a scholar who practices on his knowledge and conveys his knowledge. A scholar who has knowledge, practices on it and conveys it. Number two, jahilun la yastankifu an yata'allam. A person who is ignorant but does not find it below his dignity to learn. I share an incident with you. One day one brother invited me one place for a lecture. When I got there after the program was over, he said, Maulana, I want to read Quran. An elderly person in his 60s. So he started reading Quran. Then he started crying profusely. So I asked him, what's the matter? He showed me a racing course. He says, Maulana, you see that place? Allah forgive me, that is where I spend my life. And my children have rebelled against me. And I know why they have rebelled me, because I have nourished them with haram. I'm only hoping that the systems flush out the haram I have put in them. He says, one day I went in there and I heard the Maghrib Adhan and there was clash of emotions. And he's tearing while he's telling me this. In our country, I went there and then he's narrating this to me. And after that, I thought to myself, how long will I carry on like this? So I heard the Adhan and I said, let me respond to it. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, لو يعلم الناس ما يقول المؤذن ما استراحوا ولا ناموا. If people understood what this muazzin is saying, never mind sleep, even slumber won't overpower them. I came to the masjid, I cried to Allah, I repented to Allah. After that I held the Quran and I cried, I said, Ya Allah, I learned everything but I don't know Quran. I went to the local imam of the masjid and I said, you know what, I need to learn Quran. So he said, no problem, a very high profile businessman and that is why I share it with you. He said, no problem, but I don't have extra time. If you can come in my regular afternoon time wherein I teach the children, then by all means you can come. He said, no, I have no problem to come. It is my need. I don't know the Quran. He's in his 60s. He said, I will sit with the young, small siblings and I will learn Quran. He said, Alhamdulillah, 2 years have passed. My shop closes at 2:30. And I go to madrasa with my Quran. And Alhamdulillah, today I can read Quran. Then after reading Quran, he cried and he said, Maulana, will the day come before I die that I understand what I read? I said, whether the day comes or not, Allah will give you that reward in relation to your passion. Jahilun la yastankifu an yata'allam. Who does not find it below his dignity to learn deen. Number three, jawadun, a wealthy man, but who, saqiyun, a wealthy man, but who spends in the deen of Allah. And number four, faqirun la yabi'u deenahu. A poor person who does not forsake his deen. Then he said, oh Jabir, if Allah has given wealth to any man, rest assured, the creation of Allah will come to him. If he will respond positively and discharge the obligation of the wealth that Allah has given him, then that wealth will prosper. But if he will hoard that wealth, then soon it will disappear. Then he said, Jabir, why don't I put it in couplets for you and listen to what I have to say. He said, مَا أَحْسَنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالَهَا إِذَا أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ مَنَّا لَهَا مَا أَحْسَنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالَهَا إِذَا أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ مَنَّا لَهَا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَاسِ النَّاسَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَرَّضَ لِلْإِدْبَارِ إِقْبَالَهَا فَاحْذَرْ زَوَالَ الْفَضْلِ يَا جَابِرْ وَأَعْطِ مِنْ دُنْيَاكَ مَنْ سَأَلَهَا فَإِنَّ ذَا الْعَرْشِ جَزِيلُ الْعَطَى يُضَعِّفُ بِالْحَبَّةِ أَمْثَالَهَا وَكَمْ رَأَيْنَا مِنْ ذَوِي ثَرْوَةٍ لَمْ يَقْبَلُوا بِالشُّكْرِ إِقْبَالَهَا تَاهُوا عَلَى الدُّنْيَا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَقَيَّدُوا بِالْبُخْلِ أَقْفَالَهَا لو شكروا النعمة جازاهم مقالة الشكر التي قالها لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم لكنما كفرهم غالها. Again, brothers, how can I translate these things? We haven't touched it, and there are kitabs written on the couplets of Ali. Not one, two, kitabs written. He said, how beautiful this dunya is if the one who has it knows how to use it. مَا أَحْسَنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالَهَا إِذَا أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ مَنَّا لَهَا. The one who has it fears Allah. مَنْ لَمْ يُوَاسِ النَّاسَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَرَّضَ لِلْإِدْبَارِ إِقْبَالَهَا. The one that does not discharge in relation to what Allah has given him, then very soon that wealth will perish. That very wealth that is coming will disappear from him. Then he said, فَاحْذَرْ زَوَالَ الْفَضْلِ يَا جَابِرِ. O Jabir, you should. The one that does not discharge in relation to what Allah has given him, then very soon that wealth will perish. That very wealth that is coming will disappear from him. Then he said, فَحْذَرْ زَوَالَ الْفَضْلِ يَا جَابِرِ. O Jabir, you should fear that your surplus wealth be snatched from you. Maulana Saad Sahib Damat Barakatum one day mentioned, the greatest tragedy of this ummah today is, it considers its leisure time and its surplus wealth as a personal commodity. The greatest tragedy of this ummah is, it considers my time, my money. My time, my money. When Nabi alayhi salam said, spend. فَإِنَّ ذَا الْعَرْشِ جَزِيلُ الْعَطَى يُضَعِّفُ بِالْحَبَّةِ أَمْتَالَهَا. You know how Allah gives? Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah is exhorting you to give. Abu Dahdar radiallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulallah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْتَقْرِضُنَا وَهُوَ غَنِيٌ عَنِ الْقَرْضِ. Does Allah want a loan from us? Nabi alayhi salam says, Naam yuridu an yudkhilakum al-jannah. Allah wants a loan to give you an opportunity to get into Jannah. He says, okay, I have two gardens. إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالسَّافِلَ وَالْأُخْرَى بِالْعَالِيَةِ جَعَلْتُهُمَا لِلَّهِ. I have two gardens, take it for Allah. One has 600 date palms in it. Now brothers, if we need to give 500 also, with respect to my sisters downstairs, we got to consult. We got to get approval. We got to get confirmation. So he says, oh Nabi of Allah, take it. Nabi alayhi salam says, give me one and the other one you keep it. His wife and his children were sitting in the garden, they were reclining. He comes there and from outside he screams. And he says, أَقْرَضْتُهُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ اَعْتِمَادِ بِالطَّوْعِ لَا مَنَّا وَلَا ارْتِدَادِ إِلَّا رَجَاءَ الضِّعْفِ فِي الْيَمْعَادِ فَارْتَحِ لِي بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَالْبِرُّ لَا شَكَّ فَخَيْرُ زَادٍ قَدَّمَهُ الْمَرْءُ إِلَى الْمَعَادِ. He tells his wife, listen, I can't come inside, now it belongs to Allah. Come out. She also was one ahead. She said, بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ مِثْلُكَ أَدَّى لَدَيْهِ مِثْلُكَ أَدَّى مَا لَدَيْهِ وَنَصَحَ قَدْ مَتَّعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِيَالِي وَمَنَحَ بِالْعَجْوَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ وَالزَّهْوِ الْبَلَحِ. He tells her, come out. And then she starts walking out. Nabi alayhi salam observing. Then she takes out the dates from the pockets of the children. She takes out the dates from the sleeves of the children. She says, now it belongs to Allah. The wife, husband and children are dusting every date because now my husband gave it to Allah. Nabi alayhi salam looked at this, he cried, and then he said one thing, كَمْ مِنْ عِضْطٍ رَدَاحٍ وَدَارٍ فَيَّاحٍ لِأَبِ الدَّحْدَاءِ. Allah alone knows what homes this family will have in Jannat. Allah alone knows what homes this family will have in Jannat. Brothers, I can say much more, I'm running out of time. Wallah, these are Sahaba. You know, the Quran speaks about the Sahaba of Musa alayhi salam. When they accepted Islam and they gave their lives, Ibn Kathir explains it very beautifully, those magicians. And then they started giving Dawud. They started giving Dawud because of the company of Musa alayhi salam. Instantly they gave Dawud. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. That the one who will die is a criminal, he will suffer by Allah, and the one who obeys Allah, for him are the high abodes. They just brought iman and they gave this dawah here. As Hazrat Muhammad Shabir Sahib mentioned the hadith of Bukhari, it comes in first volume on page 394. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, but Abu Zar, another sahabi, makes mention of it, that one person came to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, Uslim or Uqatil? Must I bring Islam or must I fight? I see people are going in battle, what must I do? Nabi alayhi salam said, Aslim thumma qatil. Why don't you do this? Accept Islam and then fight. So do both. فَأَسْلَمَ فَقَاتَلَ فَقُتِلَ. So he accepted Islam. He joined Nabi alayhi salam, went into the battle, was martyred. Nabi alayhi salam said, عَمِلَ قَلِيلٌ وَأُجِرَ كَثِيرٌ. He did little and got lots. عَمِلَ قَلِيلٌ وَأُجِرَ كَثِيرٌ. Sahaba, the rewind comes in Bukhari, second volume. They say, كُنَّا نَعْبُدُ حَجَرًا. فَإِذَا وَجَدْنَا حَجَرًا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ أَلْقَيْنَاهُ وَأَخَذْنَا الْآخَرَ. غالباً is the call of one tabi'i. That we used to worship a stone. And this is solace for every person here. That don't look at your past, the vision is open. Allah's kindness is there. When you look at what the Sahaba did in the past, one could never imagine that they would climb to such heights and they would reach such status. They say we used to worship a stone. The next day if we found another stone that had a better sparkle, we would forsake the first god and embrace the second one. So there is a riwayat, we all know about Amr ibn Jamuh radiallahu anhu, who was crippled. His son Muadh radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. So he came to his father and he said, oh my father, you should accept Islam. So the father did not accept Islam. So one day he got ready with his other companion Muadh ibn Jabal. In Sirat al-Mustafa, it's mentioned in great detail and reference of Bidayah is given. So anyway, he took the god of his father and he dumped it somewhere. Next morning, the father got up looking for his god. Where's my god? Where's my god? He couldn't find his god. Finally found his god, cleaned it, brought it back, and he put it there. Again the next day, Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu, Muaz ibn Amr ibn Jamuh radiallahu anhu, took that god, he threw it somewhere. The father, the next morning, got up, searched for his god, found it. He decided, today what I'm going to do, I'm going to put an X around this god. If he is strong, he must fight. If he is strong, he must fight. Otherwise, he's hopeless. So what they did was, the next morning, they took the X away. You know, in the Hashya of Jalalain, there's something very beautiful written. فَإِنَّ مَنْ لَا يَدْفَعُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ الْفَأْسَ كَيْفَ يَدْفَعُ عَنْ عَابِدِهِ الْبَأْسَ. That object, which cannot move an X from its head, how can it move calamity from its worshipper? فَإِنَّ مَنْ لَا يَدْفَعُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ الْفَأْسَ كَيْفَ يَدْفَعُ عَنْ عَابِدِهِ الْبَأْسَ. Anyway, he took the idol, he tied it to a dog and he dropped it in a well. Now this is the kamal of the Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Till today he worshipped it, he honored it, he revered it. The next morning when he got up looking for his god and he found the god was lying in the well, he looked at it, he paused, and then iman flowed from him. Iman flowed from him. He said, Wallahi law kunta ilahan. Wallahi law kunta ilahan. He praised Allah at this juncture in a manner that you and I till today cannot praise Allah. And this was the sohbet of Nabi alayhi salam. Wallahi law kunta ilahan lam takun anta wa kalbun wasta bi'rin fi qaran uffin lam ilqaka ilahan mustadan al'ana fattashnaka an su'il ghaban alhamdulillahi al'aliyyi dhil minan al-wahib al-razzaq dayyani al-deen huwa alladhi anqadhani min qabli an akuna fi zulmati qabrin murtahan bi ahmad al-mahdi al-nabiy al-mu'taman atubu ila allahi mimma madha wa astantidhu allaha min narihi wa uthni alayhi bin a'maihi ilaha al-haram wa astarih فسبحانه عدد الخاطئين وقطر السماء ومدراره هداني وقد كنت في ظلمة هداني وقد كنت في ظلمة حليف منات وأحجاره وأنقذني بعد شيب القذال من شين ذاك ومن عاره فقد كدت أهلك في ظلمة تدارك ذاك بمقداره فحمدا وشكرا له ما بقيت إله الأنام وجباره أريد بذلك إذ قلته مجاورة الله في داره. He praised Allah, brothers, in such a way that till today, if we gather all our praises, it cannot be a gist of what he said. He said, if you were a god, you wouldn't have been humiliated in this well. Today, my Allah has opened my eyes. Oh Allah, may shower and may you be praised and glorified, equivalent to my sins and the sinners and the sins of the sinners throughout the world. Look at how he praises Allah. May glory be to Allah. فَسُبْحَانَهُ عَدَدَ الْخَاطِئِينَ وَقَطْرِ السَّمَاءِ هَدَانِي وَقُدْ كُنْتُ فِي ظُلْمَةٍ. Allah guided me, I was in darkness. حَلِيفَ مَنَاتٍ وَأَحْجَارِ. Sometimes I was worshipping manat, sometimes I worshipped another stone. Allah guided me after my beard became white. Allah guided me, otherwise I was to be lowered into the darkness of my grave. I say this, and I will say it as long as I love, hoping that I can get shade under His throne the day I die. Brothers, Sahaba gave their lives. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. Mullah Ahmad Latsab said, in the Sahaba there were only two groups. Under this ayat he said there were only two groups. Those that were martyred and those that were waiting for martyrdom. There was no other group among Sahaba. There was no Khubayb radiallahu anhu. Some food for thought for the young that have gathered here. Today Allah has made it so easy. When he was about to be executed, he said, permit me to read 2 rakat namaz. Today Allah forgive, before an interview we cannot read 2 rakat namaz. Imagine at this juncture that he is about to be executed. أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَنَّ الرَّكْعَتَيْنِ عِنْدَ الْقَتْلِ خُبَيْبِ. He performs 2 rakat namaz. How calmly he performs it. Then he ends that namaz. He said, لَوْلَا أَنْ تَظَنُّوا أَنِّي إِنَّمَا تَوَّلْتُ جَزَعًا مِنَ الْمَوْتِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. If it wasn't for the fear that you will interpret me prolonging my namaz out of the fear of the sword, I would have gone on reading namaz. But I don't want you to get the misinterpretation, the misunderstanding that he's afraid of death. So that's why I cut my namaz short, otherwise I was enjoying my Allah. Nabi alayhi salam spoke to the Sahaba about Dajjal, that he will come one day, will last for 1 year. Sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, that one day that will last like 1 year, must we perform 5 namaz or namaz equivalent to 1 year? Look at their mind. How our mind, you know, anybody talks of anything, we deduce money out of it. You know, he's asking the Muslims how our mind is operating, we can make, you know, mind is running somewhere else. Mine is running somewhere else all the time. One three-year-old child, I seen him, mashallah, making dua. So the brother went to me and said, what dua are you making? He said, wait, man, I'm asking Allah to give daddy more money. Alhamdulillah, it's good, but is that the only thing we ask Allah? Is that the only thing? Is that the only thing that we ask Allah? This dunya has its temptations, it has its challenges also. What dua Nabi alayhi salam made for his children? Allahumma ij'al rizqa ala Muhammadin quta. Allah, my family, give them only so much that it keeps them alive. Allah, give them so much that they are alive. Khubayb radiallahu anhu ends his turakat namaz. Allahu Akbar. A young man in the prime of his life, on the call of the deen of Allah. He looks at them. No, no, brothers, if I give you time and I give myself time till the next jalsa and I say you make some couplets, till the next year we won't prepare it. You know how calm you have to be, how much ease you have to be for your mind to flow, to say something. Yeah, he's about to be executed. Huh? A person today is just waiting for results that will determine if he's got cancer or not. And then you see the anxiety in that waiting room. The anxiety grips him because that results are determined, they are decisive. If it means that he's got red cells or this cell, then it means a different life. His whole destiny is changed. Here they are about to execute him. He says, لَقَدْ جَمَّعَ الْأَحْزَابُ حَوْلِي وَأَلَّبُوا قَبَائِلَهُمْ وَاسْتَجْمَعُوا كُلَّ مَجْمَعِي. They have gathered around me. They have exhorted others. They have gathered everyone here. فَقَدْ جَمَّعُوا أَبَنَاءَهُمْ وَنِسَاءَهُمْ وَقُرِّبْتُ مِنْ جِذْعٍ طَوِيلٍ مُمَنَّعِي. فَقَدْ جَمَّعُوا أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَنِسَاءَهُمْ وَقُرِّبْتُ مِنْ جِذْعٍ طَوِيلٍ مُمَنَّعِي إِلَى اللَّهِ أَشْكُو غُرْبَتِي ثُمَّ كُرْبَتِي وَمَا أَرْصَدَ الْأَحْزَابُ لِي عِنْدَ مَسْرَغِي فَذَا الْعَرْشُ صَبِّرْنِي عَلَى مَا يُرَادُ بِي فَقَدْ بَضَّعُوا لَحْمِي وَقَدْ بَانَ مَطْعَمِي. He said, Allah, they have gathered everyone. For them it's joy, for them it's excitement. For me it's my last moments. Allah, they are about to slaughter me. فَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي. These couplets come in Bukhari also. فَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا. Allah, you know I have no problem as long as I'm beheaded for your deen. عَلَىٰ أَيِّ جَنْبٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مَدْجَعِي. He faced Qibla, they turned him away. He said, Allah, as long as I die for you, regardless of the direction they turn me, I am happy. Then he said, وَقَدْ خَيَّرُونِ الْكُفْرَ وَالْمَوْتَ دُونَهُ وَقَدْ هَمَلَتْ عَيْنَايَ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَجْزَعِي وَمَا بِي حِذَارُ الْمَوْتِ إِنِّي لَمَيِّتُ وَلَكِنْ حِبَارِي جَحْمُ نَارٍ مُلَفَّعِي فَلَسْتُ بِمُبْدٍ لِلْعَدُوِّ تَخَشُّعًا وَلَا جَزَعًا إِنِّي إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعِي. They telling me, either become a kafir or then accept death, as if kufr is an option for me. Allahu Akbar. They telling me, either become a kafir or then accept death, as if kufr is an option for me. وَقَدْ خَيَّرُونِ الْكُفْرَ وَالْمَوْتَ دُونَهُ وَقَدْ هَمَلَتْ عَيْنَايَ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَجْزَعِي. My eyes have become moist. Allah knows, not out of the fear of the sword. وَمَا بِي حِذَارُ الْمَوْتِ إِنِّي لَمَيِّتُ. Never am I afraid to die. وَلَكِنْ حِذَارُ جَحْمُ نَارٍ مُلَفَّعِي. Yes, I am afraid about the subsequent stages after death. فَلَسْتُ بِمُبْدٍ لِلْعَدُوِّ تَخَشُّعًا وَلَا جَزَعًا. I will never succumb to the pressure of these people and humiliate myself. Saying this, he said, إِنِّي إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعِي. I am on my way to my Allah. And he took his last breath and he went away. Brothers, it is time we reflect. I have been speaking about this in the last many programs. Hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, كَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ. The manner in which you live, that is how you will die. Rest assured, your daily routine and your last day will be no different. If your every day you get up after the sun has risen, I'm afraid the day you die, you will also miss Fajr that day. If your daily practice is then to go in the shower and shave your beard, I'm afraid the day you will be lowered in your qabr, you'll put a blade on the sunnah of your Nabi that very day. There will be no difference to your routine. Your life, it says you live every day, that is how it will be your last day. It's high time we change our everyday life. So if it coincides with our last day, it is the manner in which we are ready to meet Allah. Someone came and told Nabi alayhi salam, Inna ammaran qad kafar. In Madarik al-Tanzeel, this comes under the commentary of this verse. Illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman. So someone threatened Ammar radiallahu anhu, so he uttered the word of kufr. So they came running to Nabi alayhi salam, your sahabi Ammar has become a kafir. In Madarik al-Tanzeel it is written, Nabi alayhi salam said, Kalla, inna ammaran muli'a imanan. Ammar, I refute what you say. Ammar's whole body is filled with iman. وَاخْتَلَطَ الْإِيمَانُ بِلَحْمِهِ وَدَمِهِ. You might have blood in your body, Nabi alayhi salam says, Ammar has blood, he has iman flowing in his body. So this was the vision, this was the condition, this is what the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. May Allah grant them a befitting reward on our behalf. May Allah elevate their abodes in Jannah. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we emulate them, we imitate them. Brothers, when we travel in the Middle East, wherever we go, let us visit the graves of Sahaba. Let us visit the graves. Where today we take our children, leave sometimes the Paris and leave the New York, leave the Malaysia and the Dubai, take them to the graves of these great people, stand by the graves of Sahaba and understand who they were. Let me leave you with my last couplet. حَلَفَ الزَّمَانُ لَيَأْتِيَنَّ بِمِثْلِهِمْ حَنَتَتْ يَمِينُكَ يَا زَمَانُ فَكَفِّرْ حَلَفَ الزَّمَانُ لَيَأْتِيَنَّ بِمِثْلِهِمْ حَنَتَتْ يَمِينُكَ يَا زَمَانُ فَكَفِّرْ The time, the era claimed that it could produce the likes of Sahaba. I think this consensus that it has failed miserably. It's high time they give kafara. Never will this world, nor the sun, nor the moon ever see the likes of Abu Bakr, see the likes of Sahaba. One day Abu Darda walked ahead of Abu Bakr. Nabi alayhi salam said, Tamshi amama man huwa khayrun minka fi dunya wal akhirah. Abu Darda, the riwayat comes in Kanzul Ummal. Abu Darda, you take the courage to walk ahead of a human who is better than you in this world and the akhirah. Wallahi ma tala'at ash-shams wa la gharabat ala ahadin ba'da an-nabiyyin wal mursalin afdal min Abi Bakr. I swear by Allah, never has the sun risen nor set on any individual after the galaxy of Anbiya more noble than Abu Bakr. May Allah resurrect us amongst the galaxy of Anbiya and Sahaba, that we also enjoy the privilege of their closeness on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.